Good afternoon, I'm Casey Kenny. Ontario's teachers will be getting a raise. After meeting, the Crown of the Ontario School Board Council of Unions reached an agreement to remedy Bill 124. That provincial legislation capped public sector wages, including for teachers and nurses. The bill was overturned in court, and now the province is working with those sectors to provide wage hikes. The agreement with education workers is retroactive to 2019 and will continue through to 2026. The city of Timmins is giving residents a unique opportunity to get some early holiday shopping done. They're hosting a Niska Noel Indigenous Artisan Market at the museum next Saturday. The museum's program coordinator is Monica Townsley. She says as part of Truth and Reconciliation, the city has teamed up with a number of groups to host the event.
We're partnered up with the Ojibwe and Cree Cultural Center, the Timmins Native Friendship Center, and the Mennonite Central Committee. And they have a Niska Artisan Program, so it's kind of where we get a lot of the items that we sell in our gift shop.
Tasley adds the market will feature unique gifts and an opportunity for people to learn more about the Indigenous culture. A group calling itself the Save the Thornlow Cheese Committee is holding a rally tomorrow morning in an attempt to keep the operation alive with a new buyer. The event takes place at the Old Egg Station Heritage Barn in New Liskeard from 1 to 3 p.m. and aims to raise awareness and garner support to reopen the beloved cheese plant under new and local ownership. Organizer Robin Flewelling, a local dairy farmer, says there's some interest from two potential owners, and his group wants Gay Lee, the current owner, to leave the plant as is for an easier purchase.
More awareness and sign up some more people to help, like you say, put pressure on Gay Lee and just keep their feet to the fire so that they will leave behind enough for the next buyer.
He adds there are two or three interested buyers who are looking at the books and the property. The plant was closed at the end of October, putting 30 people out of work after just 4 years of ownership. It had been operating since the 1940s. In country, 93-1 sports in Northern Ontario, Junior Hockey League action, the Timmins Rock and the Iroquois Falls Storm see each other twice this weekend. The Rock host the Storm tonight at 7:30 at McIntyre Arena. The two teams head to Iroquois Falls tomorrow at 7 for a return matchup. Be the first to know. Sign up and get news alerts delivered directly to your inbox at mytimminsnow.com.